And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
Show 666. And this is, oh, I'll just call them the Scanners, Abduction. Listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And what's the Scanners, or is it the Scaners? It's S-C-A-N-E-R-S. We're having this discussion every week, aren't we? Young people are choosing not to spell properly, even if it might not be their first language, as is the case with the Leon A. Space Punks, the Scaners or Scanners. I think it's the Scanners, isn't it? Have we settled on that?
I'd have said Scanners, yeah.
You'd have said the Scanners, yeah, but you can't spell for toffee, can you?
This is
all about the numbers. I can't add up.
Hmm.
You can't spell. That's
my,
how it goes.
My spelling is atrocious, yeah.
Between us, we're almost a human being.
Really?
What is... All right, let's call them the Scanners. What is the Scanners Bandcamp page?
Thescanners.bandcamp.com?
It is, and it's the unconventional spelling. thescanners.bandcamp.com. Their album, titled The Scanners or The Scaners, is out right now. It's a great album. We played a couple of tracks of it. The reason we played that track is because it's the start of this week's show, Tony, which is show
666.
666, there you go. So because we've got so much music lined up for Halloween, we thought we'd do a Halloween show for 666. So what with the sun shining outside and everyone having World Cup fever and all of that, I thought we'd play 9 doom-laden slabs of classicness. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea.
I think a doom-laden slab of classicness is not bad. If you've got a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, comedy subbers if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. But none of you have been sending me jokes or poems for ages, and I'm getting a bit bored asking.
Yeah, naughty listeners.
Naughty listeners on show 666. Most shows, they celebrate their 10th, don't they, or their 50th. And we're just playing what, the slabs of doom laden greatness for our 666th. For our 777th, Tony, I thought I'd do a load of songs about planes.
That's a good idea,
isn't it? It's only just over 2 years away.
It's always the optimist. I think I remember when we were looking forward to 666, it would be show 555, wouldn't it? I was like, no, that's 2 years away. Let's not tempt it.
Yeah, anyway. So it means that every track this week is doom laden. It's a slab of doom laden greatness. Sort of. Next track, Moonshine Booze, Tony.
Okay.
Gypsy Folk Blues, and I have to say, from Earth, when I looked up where they were from, we have played them before, but on their Facebook page, I'll be asking you about in such a minute, it says location Earth.
Oh.
Yeah.
Accurate.
So I'm afraid I don't know where Moonshine Booze are from, even though we played them before, and I've mentioned it before. If you can remember the show when we played Moonshine Booze, maybe you could just send an email to paulieb@punkyradio.com, type your email. I know where Moonshine Booze are from. Idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
What is Moonshine Booze's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Moonshine Booze.
It's as easy as that. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet Nil. This is a song all about my life, World of Pain.
I just love the convenient modern styling of this building gas range.
I was left alone with myself. All your tears remain on my fingers. I can feel the sand of oblivion. A fond memory makes me bare. And now I feel alone. And now I feel alone. Alone, I feel alone. Alone, alone.
Suffering from rapid delusions, aggravated by a moronic mentality.
I was left alone with myself.
Listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Moonshine Booze and World of Pain. Gypsy Folk Blues from Earth, Tony.
Well, there you go.
As said. Have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, do leave us a comment, do get in touch, do like to hear from you. Comments, yes. Messages, not so much. But we do love your comments, so you can come in. Two this week. DJ Flash has been in touch.
Hello, DJ Flash.
He says...
He's flying blind on a rocket cycle.
And he's alive? he says, hey guys, I've been loving this show lately. I just want to point out how wrong Paul was about the first game of the World Cup. Enjoy your soccer games. Yeah, thanks DJ Flash.
Yeah, thank you DJ Flash. It is football, mate, get it right.
Yeah. What did we say? Was it that the first game was a bit shit? Is that what we said? I can't remember.
What about? What, sorry. I was completely wrong. I said the first game of the World Cup is normally a ball draw, 0-0 or 1-1. Russia beat Saudi Arabia 5-0.
Yeah, okay.
Absolutely fantastic match.
It was. Well, it called the last 5 minutes. It was 3-0 when I tuned in.
Yeah, yeah. My football bets haven't been going that well so far.
Okay. Timo Schmidt's been in touch.
How's your hello, Timo?
Timo. Now he says, so, Tony's in Germany, whilst I'm in Scotland. This sounds like a foreign exchange programme for weirdos. Bit enough. You forgot to mention the Carl May Festspiel. Is Bad Segerberg's only claim to fame? Well, he's got two now. I've been there.
Yeah, that's a bigger claim to fame.
And having lived in Wales for long years, I have to disagree with Paul calling Bristol the west of the United Kingdom. Wales and Northern Ireland are a lot further west. There, I criticised him again. Still love you both, otherwise I'd stop listening and bothering you with comments.
I said it's west of England.
Yeah, I can't remember you saying that.
I said Bristol's west of England.
It certainly is.
I very rarely use the phrase United Kingdom.
Yeah,
I don't, it's United tone.
I don't think I ever do. I would normally say England. Or Britain.
Broken Britain.
Broken Britain.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I am well aware that Bristol is not really in the west of the United Kingdom. It's in the west of England, Timo, and you need to stop being so particular. I think he imagines me saying things just so he can email in to you to have a go. He never dares face me with it, does he?
That's true.
He knows he gets short shrift.
Yes. But yeah, I did forget about the Colm May thing. I didn't know much about him, but I do remember there was certain things that Steph pointed out. I think it's some kind of, he's a writer of old Wild West style fiction, so there's lots of totem poles and Indian stuff going on. There's some kind of festival in the town.
I mean, Native Americans, Tony, you'll get shot with that.
That is true, yeah, that's true. I'm showing my age there.
The Wild West of the United Kingdom.
Yes, true. The Knackered Kingdom, as it were. I did see the posters and stuff, and I did see something about it, but I don't know much about Colm May. But thanks for pointing it out to me. Yes, I was too busy eating sausages and drinking beer, which is what I do in Germany, because I am
tedious
a tourist.
Tedious Timo.
There you go. That's all I have for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I watched a really rubbish Frankie Boyle programme last week, Tony.
Was it his world thingy on
BBC? Yeah, Frankie Boyle in Russia being rubbish about the World Cup. We'll talk about it in a little while.
Okay, cool.
Did you watch it?
No, I saw a clip of about when he was about the hooligans. I saw about a 2 minute clip of it. Yeah.
Yeah, the clip was far and away the best bit.
Right,
let's play two songs in a row in this show 666 that we're so proud to have reached.
Mm-hmm.
Staging for Pizza Tramp, something I always love saying. First up, You Want Fox, Tony. They've got a new album out called Reverse the Curse, Local Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
And good friends of the show. And this is just a great track for us. The album's really good, actually. Less poppy than the first one, if I dare say that.
Okay.
More rocky and up our street. It's like they're coming around to Punky Radio's way of thinking, one album at a time, Tony.
They always do.
They always do in the end. Mm-hmm. What is You Want Fox's Facebook page? What's Facebook going on?
facebook.com/YouWantFox.
It's as simple as that. It's Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 2. This is Tooth for a Tooth.
Trying and no use fighting. Tooth for a
Punkin.
You can count on crack, you know, to rob your blood.
Yeah, crack killer.
He'll steal your heart and then he'll steal your mind.
Yeah, crack killer.
He'll suck you off for an eighth of crack. He'll steal the clothes off your fucking face.
Count Dracula.
Count Dracula.
Count Dracula.
Just found out you bought a PS4.
Yeah, Dracula.
And when he comes, he don't knock the door.
Yeah, Dracula.
He'll smash the window, let himself right in.
Yeah, Dracula.
You can count on crack, you know, to steal everything.
Yeah, Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Pizza Tramp, Cracula, South Welsh, Thrash Punk with humour. What
great
is
band.
Pizza Tramp's website?
Pizzatramp.co.uk.
Pizzatramp.com. I've got one back. It's a, on a technicality. Paulie B. Inslet 1, Tony 3. Yeah, cracking live band. Really good. Where did we saw them at the that venue you shut down, didn't we? What's it called?
Doghouse. I mean,
Doghouse,
it's hard to remember the name of all of them I shut down, but there, that was the one.
Doesn't really narrow it down, does it?
Yeah.
I'm really worried about the maze. So, yes, and I wish I had more to say about that, other than they have a new release out. They have other releases planned. You can find out all about them and listen to a lot of what they've done via pizzatramp.com, and they are terrific. And hello, Pizzatramp.
Yes. Big friends of Wonky Unit, aren't they? Yeah,
they are big friends of Wonky. They have toured with Wonky Unit, which makes them all legends. Did you do anything last week?
Not a lot. A lot of work has pretty. I was working pretty much every day, apart from Sunday, which I took off, which was Father's Day. So in the daytime, I had to went to the families, had a nice roast dinner in the very, very early afternoon, 12 o'clock,
nice.
Which is breakfast time, really, in the Hearn household. And then after that, went to a gig with you.
Yeah, I did notice that you put a couple of fascinating posts up on Facebook over this week. Yeah, this is how I'm spending my day.
Yep.
Didn't really get that. Should we talk about the gig later on, or should we do it now?
Don't mind.
I'll do it now then. Just before we do though, I'll save a bit. So I went on holiday last week. I went to Bournemouth. I went via Bristol. And actually, which is in the west of England.
It is.
Well, just outside of Bristol, stayed on my mate's boat for a night, and then I went down to outside of Bournemouth place, just outside of Christchurch, actually, where my mum and dad have got one of those big static caravan palace things where I stayed in for a few days with other old people.
Nice.
There weren't other old people in the caravan. Well, there was. It was my mate Simon.
Okay.
But it was good fun. And on the way back, I went to a place called Drusilla's Inn, which is... it's in amongst it, up the road a bit from Christchurch, so I think it is Dorset. Looks for all the world like it's a Harry Potter pub or something. In beautiful, beautiful countryside, and it was great fun, and I had a drink there, and then I drove home. It took hours, and that's the story of my holiday. But then on Sunday, we went to the maze to see Vice Squad and associated bands, and we very sensibly, thanks very much to Onze Lafleur,
yes,
who got in touch with us to give us the running order. It was established, I know it's a bit bad of us, but it was established that we knew that we hadn't seen the first three or four bands, so it didn't matter about getting there early because we wanted to watch Germany v Mexico.
Yeah, it did all work out beautifully.
It did, didn't it? So we got there in time for Static Kill, who were great, actually. And Static Kill, that we played on the show last week, who the only recordings we have of theirs are while they were still kind of agit, acoustic, punk sort of deal, but they've gone fully electric. And they rock quite significantly.
They did. So I
thought they were great, actually.
Not seen them acoustically, so yeah, so it's...
Yeah. So they were good. Then Headstone Hollows were good, but they had a bit of an issue with the lead guitarist being a bit out of tune, weren't they, one bit?
Oh, bless him.
Yeah. But they are. They're a good band. She's a good front woman, isn't she?
Right. I really enjoyed it. Yeah.
But then, Tony, there was the band I've been warning everybody about. Three Stone Monkey.
And warned we were.
What is going on there?
Well, I don't
understand.
The dude's
got a new outfit. He was dressed as an ugly pig baby. How else do you describe it?
Yeah, I don't know. I couldn't understand the face. It's kind of like the angel or some Doctor Who, probably. But yeah,
it's just weird. Horrible, isn't it? It's just horrible.
Weird.
But they are a great band, and they really put a lot into it, and they really go for it, and they have fun. They had a bit too much fun with a couple of boneheads.
Yeah,
out on stage and that. I don't really need that.
It degenerated a little bit, but
they were good. And then Vice Squad come on, and they turned on the thingy machine, haven't they, for Becky Bondage?
Oh yeah,
her hair was going throughout on that wind machine. It was great. And they dedicated a song to us.
Oh, they did. Of course they did.
They dedicated Spitfire to us, and they were brilliant as well. And it all wrapped up fairly early, which meant that we went our separate ways. Mm-hmm. You went home, I went to the Pelham.
Excellent.
And I had a couple of pints, and then I got home about 11:30, and then I had a drink, turned the TV on, woke up at 4 this morning.
Oh.
So I finished what I was doing, went to bed about 5, which meant I didn't go to the tourism summit that I was supposed to be going to today. It was 9 till 3.
Ah, well.
It's fun, wasn't it? Anyway, should we crack on?
Yes, let's do that.
Sad news, Tony, on show 666. Sad news. Nick Knox, the original drummer with the Cramps, died last week, aged but 60. I thought he was older than that.
Hmm.
And I don't know the ins and outs of the death, but he died in hospital. It wasn't that sudden a thing, but I think... I don't know what's wrong. Anyway, point is, legendary drummer Nick Knox, because he just kept it simple. The first 4 Cramps albums, you'll see, you listen to Nick Knox's drumming, he kept it simple. He did it right. He got it right. And I saw him live, actually. I saw him... he was still playing with the Cramps first time I saw them in 89 or 90, but that was the only time after that. Their new drums after that. Anyway, it's very much a great shame. And in the past, I wanted to play Cramps stuff, but you never heard back from the Cramps. But Poison Ivy, Lux Interiors, this is all very confusing for those of you who don't like the Cramps, is living in solitude, and there's not a lot going on with their website. But there is a Facebook fan page, Tony, which is
facebook.com/ the Cramps official.
Oh, good idea. Facebook.com/ The Cramps fan page. Pulling internet 2, Tony. 3, that's right. So, halfway, things are tight, Tony. Halfway.
I like it.
But anyway, we're going to take a punt and we're going to play this Cramps song. It fits in with show 666. A tribute to Nick Knox going on right now. This is Surfing Dead.
Through the door, so do the dead. Choose the coop, come on, the living dead.
you're listening to The Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Cramps, Surfing Dead. That never appeared on an album. That was a track that was done for a film, which I think might have been called Night of the Living Dead or Return of the Living Dead or one of the two. I think it was Night of the Living Dead. Quite a good soundtrack. Also featured the Tall Boys from memory and the Damned.
Oh, okay.
Track. And yeah, I meant to say about Nick Noggs, when I saw them live and then I saw some footage afterwards, every time they played The Most Exalted Potentate of Love, which is pretty much Nick Noggs' genre, just dooch, 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 all the way through that. At the end of the song, Dustin Terry would walk to the back of the stage and shake his hand. Well, good drumming.
Excellent.
He'll be much missed. R.I.P. Nick Noggs. Tony.
Yes.
Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Yes, thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where are they playing, how much is it to watch them play. It is international, it doesn't have to be in the UK. Or gig your seed with, thanks. So I haven't got one this week, but I have found a local one. And in my ever going quest to not shut down venues, I'm spreading it out to a different venue this week.
Oh, good, that was a great idea.
Yeah, and also we kind of caught sight of this band last night, so it's kind of fitting. So this Friday at the Rescue Rooms in Nottingham, the Skids are playing.
That's right.
With support from Hung Like Hanratty, a band that I was very nearly in. Yeah. And the lead singer of Hung Like Hanratty was handing posters out last night at the gig, so we'll give it a shout. So if you are around, do check it out. You know, great band, the Skids, and local. Actually, quite a bit. Hanratty are doing really well.
They are two bands that are queer bedfellows, Tony.
Yeah, they are. They are not.
Did you say they're queer bedfellows?
They are. They say the two things are not like the other. Certainly, it's they're very different.
Yes,
but yeah, I don't know.
It'll be a big mixture of music.
It will be.
I said curiously.
Yes.
And that's at the Rescue Rooms this Friday, yeah?
Rescue Rooms this Friday, the 22nd. Yeah. Do check it out. So, yeah, right next to Rock City. If you are not, you know that. So, yeah, check it out.
And that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide. 666.
Oh, yes. Right. Two songs in a row again now, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for The Girl Fridays. But first up, Death Party UK have only brought out more. They've now brought out Hellfire Rock and Roll Volume 3. They've done a succession of kind of, I call them mini albums rather than EPs, you know, with about six, seven songs on, eight songs on. And Hellfire Rock and Roll Volume 3 is obviously the third one. And this track I was saving for Halloween, but like the rest of the ones this week, I thought, hello, 666, that's as good as Halloween, isn't it? Might as well get it in now. So we're getting it in now. Not Goth and Roll, of course, Tony.
Yes.
So we've kept it fairly local this week. We've done well. What's Death Party UK's website?
Deathpartyuk.com.
It is. It's Tony Four, Paul of the Internet Too. Stay tuned for the E-Girl Fridays. As I said, this is The Creeping Terror.
With lying coffee, sleep all day. When the clock strikes 12, you come out to play. You're a shape and drab in your long black cape. Your cravat is the heaviest shade of gray. Wow. Black love by my neck, but I end up dead. Don't want the heck. What you want to die once, let it be in style. My portrait that is the best by Dracula, won't you let me be your bride? I long to be the countess by your side. A bride of frilly negligee, especially for you. So let's get groovy and say I do. Wow.
Me. You're listening to De Zorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks to you, such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We are recording this just as England are about to play Tunisia in our first game of the World Cup. And I don't know about you, but I'm getting a bit nervy.
Yeah, the palms are a bit sweaty. It's a bit odd, isn't it? You kind of, I don't appreciate it until it comes around, and it is a bit nervy.
Yeah, it is. And I've enjoyed the World Cup so far, and I hope I continue to enjoy it after 9 o'clock tonight. Mm. Anyway, The Girl Fridays, Tony, the band you just heard there with a track called The Love Witch, all the way from Edinburgh. So they won't have much interest in the World Cup. Although saying that, one of them is originally from Nottingham.
Oh.
How about that? Okay. What is The Girl Fridays Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheGirlFridays?
Facebook.com/TheGirl-Fridays-3309-4831-0573272.
Why is that, Tony?
That's a default
URL.
Sort it out, The Girl Fridays. You're very good at the internet. They're very on Twitter.
Yeah.
They're on message on Twitter and such words. Lovely ladies. Great band. I saw them at that thing I went to, that garage punk thing that I can't remember what it's called now, that I went to in November at the Irish and Rough Trade, and I saw them in Rough Trade. They were on with the Laundrettes.
Oh, okay.
They're really, really good, yeah. And well done, The Girl Fridays. I hope you enjoy us playing that song. You can find out more about them. Just type in The Girl Fridays to Facebook or just to Google. You will. They have an internet presence, Tony.
Okay, cool.
All right. So what are you doing this week, Evan?
Not much. Just at work. Work and then picking up Steph from the airport Friday. She's come back from Germany on Friday. So work. Probably a bit of cleaning as well. The house is a tip because
she's been away.
Because she's been away. And for some reason, the thing's not been cleaning itself. Don't know what's going on.
It's awful, isn't it? You do need a cleaning fairy in the house.
Hmm. Yeah.
Someone to just, oh, I don't remember doing that. You didn't.
She must have stuck it with her.
Yeah.
It's a bit, you know, I can figure
out
that.
Yeah, I just think there's a small corner of northern Germany that's currently spotless. Although I did ask you last night, didn't I, after Germany lost to Mexico so completely hilariously, whether you thought she might punch a horse.
Mm. Yeah, unfortunately not. She's out of the horse now. She's back at her mum's for a week.
Do you think you might have punched a mum?
maybe. Someone got punched.
Is he a bit of a mum puncher?
Aren't we all?
That's mum puncher. I'm sorry I find all this so hilarious. It's not really. Don't punch your mum,
no.
Kids. Mum punching is not... Punky Radio does not condone mum punching.
No.
No. I might think it's quite funny, but Punky Radio does not condone mum punching.
That's right.
Or mother duffing.
Mother duffing. What are you up to?
Mother duffing?
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm watching the World Cup, mate. All week, World Cup.
Okay.
World Cup, World Cup, World Cup. I can't keep away from the World Cup. I love the World Cup. I've seen so many games already, and the ones I've missed, I've kept up on. The first one I actually listened to in the car on the way home from holiday, and then I'd watched all of them except for the one last night that we couldn't go to because we were out.
Oh, was that
and
was
one
that?
On Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So I've only missed two games.
Okay.
But I haven't missed anything really because they were 1-0s or something of rubbish. So that's it. I'm just watching the World Cup. I might do some other stuff. The Texan is still here, but she's hiding in the other room.
Right, okay.
So I should think me and the Texan will go out a couple of times. If you want to hear the Texan, as you have listened to last week's show, I might just celebrate us reaching 666, Tony.
Why not?
That's pretty good, isn't it?
It is.
Should we play another happy song?
Let's do that.
Let's do that indeed. So the Dead Brothers, Tony, Swiss doom merchants. I imagine they were pretty happy when they got a draw against Brazil.
Did they?
Quite good going.
Okay.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, it's 1-1. I'm telling you, man, England are going to win the World Cup.
Okay, cool.
And I'm sure they are because between 3 and 4 o'clock this morning, I apparently had an each way bet on them winning the World Cup at 14-1. I looked at my Paddy Power betting account today, and I thought it's a bit less money in there than I thought. Oh, what have I done? So yeah, I went on there and it's £1 each way. I've only had £2 on it, but England to win the World Cup at 14-1, there's a good reason why it's 14-1, Tony.
Mm.
Anyway, the Dead Brothers, got an album came out, I think February this year, called Angst. We played a couple of tracks off it, at least one. This is another one that I was saving for Halloween. It's gloriously titled, Tony. It's 4-3 at the moment, isn't it?
Yes.
Tony 4, Paulie Music 3. So let's see how you do with the Dead Brothers website.
TheDeadBrothers.com.
It's DeadBrothers.com,
no,
Tony.
Bollocks.
I know. Paulie Beans there for Tony for everything's dead.
I know they're after me, I know they ain't far. I have no memories, I only have scars. Can't seem to find no rest. There's something oppressing and it lays on my chest. It's not my fault, there's no one to blame. I feel no guilt, there is no shame. You can't tell me what's right and what's wrong, 'cause it's my story, it's my song. It only hurts when you try to resist. Just let go and find true bliss. So much noise inside of my head. Everything's quiet, oh, everything's dead. I'm so thirsty, gotta lick that blade. The taste of blood with every word that's said. Just a fish hanging on a hook. I wrote the story, but you wrote the book. Life hangs on one last string. Sweet melodies I hear that sing. Today and tomorrow you're gone. Everything's quiet, oh, everything's wrong. So much noise inside of my head. Everything's quiet. Oh, everything's dead. Oh, everything's dead. Everything's dead.
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Dead Brothers, Everything's Dead.
Huh.
A happy tune for show 666. I think we should give ourselves a little pat on the back, shouldn't we, for getting to show 666, Tony?
I think so.
Because I never counted them, did I? I know you did, but, you know, I used to get annoyed when people were saying episode so-and-so up to it. I said, look, it's just a show that happens every week. But over time, there's certain landmarks that I'm glad you have actually kept hold of it and known how many they've been, because it's quite good.
It's simply because every time we record a show, I have to call it, I just number it so I know which
you number
know,
it.
Just because that's the way I am. So, yeah.
Even I understand how that works.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, the reason I know is all the shows are numbered.
Well, no, it's not that I officially go, well, I'm writing my notebook, this is show 666. just because I create a folder on my computer and just it just goes incrementally.
Right. You're going to write it down in your diary?
Yes, I am.
In kin blood.
In kin blood, and my guitar kin doesn't work. No, what's going on with my guitar? I haven't played in 6 months. God.
You funny man.
Made me seem butch. anyway.
Yeah, there was a bit of that last night, wasn't it? Right then, well, in that case then, have you got a twat?
I do.
Get on with it.
Thanks for twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget to email me. Tony@punkyrager.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. is that simple. All tracks received with thanks, every track responded to. Thank you very much. Can't do the feature without you. So if you can email me a twat, much appreciated. So I've had one through from one of my is it my favourite named listener or second favourite? No, my favourite named listener. It's Wambolt. Wambolt's
so
been
he's
in touch.
Got above Cat Milker, has he?
I do like Cat Milker, but
Cat Milker's my favourite, but you're going with Wambolt.
Yeah. I did respond to him just saying, Wambolt. No words needed, really.
He needs no more.
No, he doesn't. So he says, hi, Tony. This is a general twatting. I am a motorcycle rider and have been for years, and I've seen many dumb things whilst riding. But the worst is when you're behind a car and they're flicking cigarette ashes out the window and then throw the butt or whole bit whilst you're behind them. So anyone who does this is a twat. Not to mention that here in Nova Scotia, we have fire bans on right now due to forest fire risks because it's so dry. So Nick Wambolt.
Well, I'm a twat, Tony.
You do that, do you?
I wait to see a motorcyclist in the rearview mirror.
It saves them up.
And then I lob all sorts out the window. Horseshoes.
Yeah. But it's,
I am guilty of this, so for show 666, I am getting twatted.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can include me in this, if you like. And just before we go any further, can we say hello to Steve in the Duke's Arms?
Hello, Duke's Arms.
Forgot, and we can't be having that, can we?
It's been a while.
And also, I haven't heard any more information about, I think it's BSB, whether we're being played in there or not. I need to find out about that.
Right.
But if you are a pub or all that and you want to play us out, just do. But let us know and we'll say hello to you.
Yes, we will.
All right. You can get on with the track then, I suppose.
Okay. So for people who throw cigarette butts and ashes out the window and hitting motorcycle riders behind them, anybody who does this around the world, including Paul, is
a twat. Tremendous fun, though.
Wambolt.
Yeah, and I wouldn't do it in a forest fire risk area.
No.
But I am. I'm serious, man. If I do... If there's a motorcyclist behind me and they've been a bit twatty, right, I won't just do it if they've been a bit twatty. I'm always tempted to just lob a couple of things out the window. It's childish, isn't it? I could probably get arrested. I should probably shut up. So yeah. One last song, Tony.
Okay.
One last song. Totenwagen. Now, they scare me.
Ooh.
Totenwagen. Now, I think they're an Italian band that either moved to Germany or they mixed up, but certainly a lot of their stuff is in German, but they are Italian. Now, there are people in Northern Italy that speak both languages, so they could just be one of those. I'm not sure. Anyway, point is, they are guitar-free dark punk metal. That's quite a claim, isn't it?
Guitar-free? Hmm.
Well, you're going to hear about it any time. We've played a couple of songs by them before that have terrified us, so I thought, as it's 666, what better way to finish than with a track that you're about to hear? So, Totenwagen, Tony. Now, as I say, I think they are... They might be based in Italy again. I think they're Northern Italy. I'm afraid I can't say much more than that at this point. What is Totenwagen's Bandcamp page?
Totenwagen.bandcamp.com?
It is, and Totenwagen is TOTENWAGEN.bandcamp.com. Tony, 5 pulling me into their 4. You've won it, Tone.
Yay.
This is Nocturno Punk. Never know, I'm so
by a canyon, bunch of guts.
Well, that's about the size of it. Hope you've enjoyed show 666. It's been a happy time for all.
Mm-hmm.
That was Totenwagen Nocturno Punk. You can find out more about them, totenwagen.bandcamp.com, should you choose to. Terrifying people. I think we'll be back to normal next week. I've got another special lined up, but we might leave that. We might just do a normal one for 667.
Okay.
And then we'll maybe do the special the week after. Thank you so much for listening. Tony, maybe you could mention the online stations that carry the show and indeed other ways to listen.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk, Pudunk Radio, PUD, UNK, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra, that's ANDRA.ACE. One of the easiest ways, apart from this, to listen to is the TuneIn app. If you go in the download the TuneIn app, you can get it from your preferred store, your App Store, Google Play. It lets you listen to anything, including us. Just search Punk Radio on it and you'll get access to all the shows.
And this is a great sound. That's me opening a beer, getting ready for England. Come on, England. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I'll poog.